Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The US frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, Donald Trump, has launched a scathing attack on President Obama's foreign policy. In his first major speech on international affairs, Mr. Trump described Mr. Obama's strategy as reckless, rudderless, and aimless. Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
The speech was delivered by a Donald Trump we don't see very often. Toned down and tied to the words on a teleprompter, he sent a mixed message to US allies. Above all else, he said they'd be left to defend themselves if they didn't pay their fair share. And yet, he also assured them the US would be a reliable ally if he was president. The Republican frontrunner is trying to calm the nerves of those who fear he doesn't have the experience or the temperament to be president.
The New York Times is reporting that the Democratic Party's trailing presidential aspirant Bernie Sanders says he's planning to lay off hundreds of campaign staffers across the country. Mr. Sanders said he would remain in the presidential race through to the party's convention in July and could take on staff again if his political fortunes improved. The Austrian Parliament has approved controversial measures to control the number of migrants crossing into the country. From Vienna is Bethany Bell.
The new asylum law is one of the toughest in Europe. The bill allows the government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise, and it gives it the power to reject most of them at the border. Critics say the law goes against the principle of offering refuge from war and persecution. Tens of thousands of migrants have transited through Austria in recent months, and around 100,000 have applied for asylum. Austria initially welcomed refugees, but has recently introduced much tougher measures.
The key suspect in November's terror attacks in Paris, Salah Abdeslam, has been charged with murder, using bombs and weapons, and association with a terrorist group. He left the court in Paris under heavy armed guard. Salah Abdeslam arrived in Paris this morning after being extradited from Belgium. A BBC poll has found that about half of the people in countries across the world see themselves as global rather than national citizens. This trend is driven by emerging economies such as Nigeria, China and India, while in industrialised countries, a majority sees themselves as citizens of their own country. Naomi Grimley reports.
Only 30% of Germans questioned saw themselves as global citizens. That's the lowest figure there since 2001. Germany accepted more than 1 million refugees last year, but German respondents in the poll were less convinced about the case for taking in refugees than other European nationalities, such as the British. Germans also appeared to be more disapproving of marriages between different races.
World News from the BBC. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is briefing the Security Council on the peace process and hopes to set a date in May for another round of talks. The Syrian opposition cut short their participation in the previous round last week, saying they would not return until more aid was sent to besieged towns. The Iraqi government has ordered the satellite broadcasting network Al Jazeera to close its Baghdad bureau and has banned its journalists from reporting in the country. The authorities accuse the broadcaster of breaking Iraqi media guidelines, which include restrictions on covering insurgent groups. Al Jazeera said it was shocked by the decision and denied any violations of professional standards. A vigil has taken place in Liverpool for the 96 football fans killed in Britain's worst sporting disaster. The commemoration came a day after an inquest concluded that the Liverpool supporters were unlawfully killed when they were crushed to death at the Hillsborough Stadium in 1989. Danny Savage sent this report from Liverpool.
Under huge banners bearing the words Truth and Justice, tens of thousands of Liverpudlians gathered on a sunny but cold evening to acknowledge the battle this city has won. Every vantage point was taken. People perched on top of red telephone boxes. Red scarves were tied to lampposts. During the hour-long service, several people addressed the crowd, including Margaret Aspinall, whose 18-year-old son James died in the disaster. The Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, praised the determination shown by the Hillsborough families.
Police in the US city of Milwaukee have been giving details of how a 2-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his mother. Patrice Price was shot once in the back while driving on a highway. Police say the gun had been left in the car by her boyfriend, a security guard. BBC World Service News.